Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair Casey, Guthrie Center Superintendent Josh Rasmussen. So how did the board meeting go?
Yeah, it went well. Well, I'll just go down the list here. You know, superintendent's report, I visit with them a little bit about the IHS AA membership classification. So we talked a little bit about the Iowa Department of Education went ahead and passed the amendment so that our free and reduced lunch would be taken into account when we're looking at classifications for football next year. 40% of your free and reduced lunch population in those beds, the grades 9, 10, 11 will come off the top of your beds enrollment. So that will take effect for football next year. So we talked about that and also talked about, snow days. We've had a couple snow days. We operate by hours. So we have to get those 1080 hours in. Current ACGC district calendar has 1,111 hours. So we'll kind of track those and make any adjustments that we need later on, probably in the April board meeting, if we need to add a couple days to the end of the school year to make up for those hours.
You and I have previously talked about that IHSAA amendment that went through. How does that affect ACGC?
We're kind of right on the line there when it comes to 1A, Class A. Take a look at our class sizes. So, yeah, it could impact us. If we take off, we're just a little over 30% free and reduced lunch right now in our population. So we're just going to kind of be right at the bottom of it looks like Class 1A or be a Class A school looking at next year's schedule. So we'll find that out later this spring.
All right. And what were some good things on the financial reports?
We just kind of went through the finances. I don't know if there's anything that's really sticks out, to tell you the truth. We just kind of discussed our different balances there. One thing that's probably, I'm going to look at down below, we did talk about our discussion items, our business procedures manual. So we just kind of went through, what that looks like in our district, whether you are, getting a purchase order in order to make purchases, or maybe it's travel expenses. What are the procedures when we go ahead and look for travel, or we're purchasing something, to kind of give us a base of here's how we operate within our business of school and central office. So that business procedures manual will kind of give some direction for our school district whenever it comes to purchasing items.
Looking into the consent items just a little bit, just kind of want to touch on the contract recommendations and letters of assignment. You've got the school nurse and then summer and fall coaching recommendations.
Yeah, so the school nurse, we hired Linda Fluharty. It'll be our new district nurse position. She comes with us with some experience. She has 14 years of experience in the area, and really looking forward to her and getting started here at the elementary and high school at Guthrie Center.
All right, and then those summer and fall coaching recommendations, just kind of feeling out who you want to keep on or have as those summer and fall coaches?
Yeah, Mr. Taylor Morris, our activities director, reviewed all of our fall coaches and also looking at our summer coaches for this upcoming summer of 2023. So he recommended all of our fall coaches and along with our summer coaches. So there's a list of those, and the board accepted those high school coaches for next fall and this summer.
All right. And then you did kind of touch on the business procedures manual. Beside looking at some of those financial side of parts, what are some other things that you guys looked at in that?
When we look at our business procedures manual, we're talking about, how do we use our credit cards and how do we purchase using our credit cards? Fundraisers, kind of that approval process for fundraisers. So we talk through, making sure that fundraisers are approved by administration before that happens. We talked about resale accounts, activity gate procedures, again, just travel and hotel room reservations, how do you operate with, petty cash or those types of things. So really just to kind of give us a manual for having and using those business transactions.
All right. And then in the action items, you guys talked about the DMAC, Amended Educational Services Agreement. What do you guys do with DMAC in that agreement?
Yeah, so, you know, currently we have some concurrent classes. So there's our high school students can take class within Guthrie Center High School, and they can earn DMAC credit just by taking a class, as we have an agreement through DMAC. So DMAC has a new agreement, which they're raising some of their costs. Some of their costs have gone up, so they're raising some of our prices. So whether it's concurrent classes or maybe it's a career academy class where students would travel to one of their career academy centers, or an online option, those prices have gone up. So they just kind of let us know that they're going to have some increases, and the board went ahead and approved that service agreement with DMAC.
All right. And were there any other things that went on in the meeting that I didn't cover that you kind of want to go over?
You know, we had early retirements. We had two retirees, Kelly Nielsen, who is our art teacher at the high school, 22 years of service, along with Joni Reese, who has been our school business official for 41 years at Guthrie Center School. So just really want to thank them for their service and their devotion and commitment to the students of Guthrie Center, the community, for sure. So thank them for their service.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh.
All right. Thanks.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods and Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.